This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
On the second day of Hanukkah, my true love gave to me a dreidel in a ladle. That's for you, Super Don. A dreidel and a
ladle. Made of clay.
Made of clay. Hey, happy Hanukkah, everybody. Just that time, Festival of Lights time. Of course, this time of the year, the lights are going down until the winter solstice. And then the lights coming back. And, of course, that's like the Christmas time, the stars, light, all of that stuff happens at this point. And, we're enjoying the darkness. My strawberries are still growing in limited light. But we haven't hit freezing, although there was frost. Super Don, you'll be glad to know. Ice, I had to take out. I don't have anything to, de-ice a car, because how often does that happen, right? And so there was, a panel that had come off part of the inside of the car that was, in a box, glove box kind of thing. I had to pull it out and say, I think this will work, and I started scraping the ice that was yesterday morning.
I have been doing the same thing, but I use the age-old trick of the old expired... credit card that you for some reason have carried in your wallet for the last 6 years.
It's not big. See, this was a lot. It was significant.
Oh, you're being a manly man. You can't use something that's little. It's got to be big.
It's like squeak, 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 squeak. Or yes, get the ice out of the way. Right. So we did it right, I thought. So it didn't take that long. And of course, I used to having to go out early to warm up the car to defrost it. But occasionally,
that's like a daily routine for people here.
I know. So so you know, you should be happy. I'm suffering with you occasionally.
I take delight in your pain, yes.
I knew it. All this time, Super Don. The secret is out. Welcome, folks.
It's just cold.
It's just the Robert Scott Bell Show. Don't worry. Don't run and hide. Everything's okay. It's the second night of Hanukkah. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. Tonight, Ty Bollinger, we're going outside the box. I'm going to have him answer the question of the day. I tried to answer a little bit for him last week. Give a little bit more detail on that. That will be coming up. We also have a celiac on topic today. It's very interesting what they're revealing about celiac, what they're getting right, what they're getting wrong, how many things are related to it, celiac, and how it increases your risk or actual manifestation of so many ailments and diseases. It's ridiculous. I think about Jerry Doyle a lot when we cover gastrointestinal disease like celiac, because remember, he would have me on from time to time going, what's with this gluten-free stuff? People are going bonkers on gluten-free, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
I just think about him from time to time, and this would be a story we'd be covering on the Jerry Doyle Show with him, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we miss JD. So let's see what we got tonight. Ooh, the other drug crisis. This is interesting. What do doctors go to medical school to learn to do? For the most part, pull out a pad of paper, if it's still paper. I don't know. Is it electronic now? It's been years since I've had a script. And they write a prescription. You take it to the pharmacy. Or maybe it's all digital now. I don't know. But, they're pretty good at that. They write those things. Man, can't read it. Somehow they figure it out. Not just one, not just two, but maybe five, maybe ten. And that's where we open today's show. The other drug crisis, right? Seniors taking meds they don't need and that hurt them. This is in a mainstream newspaper, Philly.com. I don't, what's the actual paper called? Do they call it the Inquirer? Yes, the Inquirer. Daily news at Philly.com. So this is like a regular mainstream media newspaper covering a story with a headline, "The Other Drug Crisis, Seniors Taking Meds They Don't Need and That Hurt Them." Really? They're acknowledging polypharmacy? Did they actually use the word polypharmacy, Super Don? Is it in the article?
I believe it is, yes.
I believe you're
right. It is third paragraph, as a matter of fact.
Unlike the overuse of opioid killers, painkillers, the polypharmacy problem has attracted little attention. Now, in the mainstream media, I agree. You rarely see a story like this. I'm like, this is really great. We can retire now. This is something we've been talking about for years, polypharmacy. How many drugs can you put an old person on? Right? If you're over 50 and you're not on three drugs, you're unusual. If you're over 60 and you're not on five or more, weird as all get out. If you're over 80, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, mom, and you're on zero drugs, they don't know what to do with you. What do you mean you don't want Medicare prescription drug D Part D coverage? And then they take the money from her anyway, involuntarily, because she doesn't want or use drugs. And if you're not on 15 to 20 drugs after 80, forget it. So they said 46% over the age of 70 are on five or more drugs. Again, I think they're undercounting to make it sound not so bad, because it's like 10, 15, and 20. That's not too unusual. So what are the doctors having a problem with here? Are they finally waking up and realizing that they're poisoning old people to death? Is that the essence of what we're reading here, Super Don? Do you have a sense of this? Because I think they're softening it. It's like, we figured out that we were overprescribing antibiotics. We're so proud of ourselves. We're going to use less of them, fewer of them, something. Like, really? You created the problem, and now you're going, hey, pat myself on the back. I'm figuring out we got to do something different here.
Well, what they're doing is they're talking about the concept, and we actually have covered this once before, because it was something that jumped out at me when I first saw it, because it's so out of the norm. It's like a weird anomaly in the health news, and he uses the term deprescribing, which I thought was just like, deprescribing? What was deprescribing? And I think what's happened is, because it's become a problem they can't ignore and sweep under the rug. So, I mean, this polypharmacy thing has been going on it's been going on since I've been alive, since I can remember. Yeah. You know, older people are always, they whip out the box, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday box, right? You know, just like you pop open the thing and you got to pour out your 27 pill. This is what I do every day, so they have so many pills they can't even remember to take them all, so they have to put them in the little boxes, right? As a kid, I thought that was fascinating. But now it's become something that they can't ignore anymore, because I think there's so much attention that has been zeroed in on prescriptions and drugs and the problems that they can't ignore anymore. So now you've got these doctors that are embracing this movement. They call it a grassroots movement called deprescribing. But what's really interesting about this is that some doctors don't even know what you're talking about when you use a term. They're like, huh?
Huh?
It's got what?
Prescribing. Yeah, I mean,
it's like trying to tell them water isn't wet or something. Huh? What? Deprescribing doesn't compute.
As I said, to think about everything, what does being a medical doctor lead to? Granted, there are, like in surgical procedures, you're learning to do something, an intervention. But for the most part, what is the great privilege that doctors have that mere mortals don't have? It's the prescription pad, is it not? It's the providing access to drugs that are synthetic toxic poisons approved by the FDA, Fear and Death Administration, to somehow save your life in a crisis, although it's been kind of blown out of the water decades and decades and decades ago, where drugs were utilized in a crisis to get you out of that crisis and get you off of those drugs pretty quick, and then move you on to hopefully a better lifestyle, better diet, more exercise, things like that that they kind of pay lip service to today. Well, we've got to get you on a better diet. What does that mean? Organic? Oh, no, you don't need to eat organic. Non-GMO? Oh, no, that's not what we mean.
They don't know. Actually, what they do is they go, let me make an appointment with a dietitian.
Right, and the dietitian is learning what to tell you from PepsiCo and Coca-Cola. Now, here's what you got to do. You got to stop eating the refined sugar. Okay, good. What should I do instead? Well, here's some toxic poison. It's called aspartame. Or, hey, how about a chlorine-based sweetener, whatever we call that one? Come on, the experts are dunderheads. They've been trained to be dunderheads. They put on medical horse blinders, and this now they're figuring this thing out. We got to de-prescribe. But they're not going to learn this in medical school, are they? This is definitely not Flexner Report inspired. It's to prescribe more. The whole idea is to get them to prescribe more drugs. Now that they've prescribed so many more drugs than anybody thought was humanly possible to survive, they're finally coming around to, you know, maybe we should start, you know, pulling that one off and then just peel that one off.
Well,
let's call it de-prescription.
Interestingly enough, this idea of de-prescribing did not originate here in the United States. This is something that was pioneered in Canada and Australia. And it's now started to come over here. And, you know, you were mentioning how they don't teach you this in medical school. And when we were, when I first saw this morning, I sent you.
Would you send me Super Don? Ben, did we lose Super D? Am I not hearing him, or is that just me? Super Don! Did I lose Super Don? Earth to Ben, come in, please, on the board. I will continue on in my discussion, because I assume that no one else is hearing him, because I can't hear him. But then again, I can't hear Ben. Now I heard myself. Ben, are you there? Help me out here, buddy. Throw me a bone. Oh, there you are, Ben. Are we going out on the air okay? Because I just lost Super Don. All right, thank you. All right, I'm gonna carry on. Thanks. Sorry for the little delay. There's a hiccup or burp in the matrix at this point. But the de-prescribing concept, polypharmacy concept, these should be primary among things that if you're going to be a doctor and you're entrusted with the prescription pad, shouldn't you be required to know what one drug does with another and does with another does with another? Although it's quite impossible to actually know the answer to those questions because the FDA doesn't provide for requirements such as before you prescribe five drugs that have never been tested together, we need to test them first. There's no requirement for that. So you can be an exalted medical doctor with a medical degree and a license, and you can just poison people willy-nilly. Now, one doctor might not know what the other doctor's prescribed until you get them to the hospital and they bring all their pills and you're like, holy crap, I know why you're in the hospital. You're on 15, 20 different drugs. So what we need to do is teach those doctors how to detoxify these patients, not only reduce the drugs that they're giving them, but how to undo the toxic damage that they have caused over a lifetime that led to polypharmacy. Maybe polypharmacy started in childhood. It's not unusual, folks. But it is unusual if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're probably tapering down, or maybe you've tapered off altogether already. And I'm glad for you. And I'll support you in those efforts.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
How many times have I told you people, turn off your routers at night? It matters. It makes a difference. And granted, there's going to be differences being made on different people at different levels and different intensities. And that's the purpose of this study, talking just about that, electromagnetic fields, EM fields. And there's a study that recently came out that linked health risks to EM field exposure, electromagnetic field exposure. One of the first remedies I worked with Dr. King on all those years ago when we started doing Healing Revolution, we were doing it weekly at the time, back when we launched in 2011, is this, EMF detox. I'm holding it up for those of you watching on YouTube. Because to recognize the invisible aspect of what I do is that I'm always surrounded by EM fields, radio equipment, broadcast equipment, little headphones, used to be big headphones or when I'm on the road. And there's a lot going on, Wi-Fi, direct things, cell phones.
Oh, dear. Okay. Yes, I am here. Well, we will attempt to try and get Robert back on. You know, he was asking whether I was sounding, if you were on YouTube, we were just checking to see what the levels were like, and he was saying I was sounding warbly, but it sounds like Robert was having some technical difficulties there. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on there. But, in the meantime, he was talking about the study, which I thought was interesting, because you don't normally see studies in the news about electromagnetic fields. You know, it's something that's talked about in the non-allopathic circles, on this show definitely, quite a bit. In fact, it's something that comes up quite a bit when we have Dr. King on, because it's something that is dealt with Rob, you know, on this show. and by Robert in a homeopathic way. But the fact that they did this study and they found that non-ionizing radiation on pregnant women actually increased the rate of miscarriage. Now, that to me is a big deal. You know, we can talk about EMFs and the effect that they have on people. But the fact that the rates on this, I believe, were so high that this, to me, ought to be something that is headline news. And, you know, the thing is, you can get EMFs from a lot of different places. You're surrounded by them, especially in this day and age when, you know, technology is the way it is. When are you not around some type of an electronic device, whether you're at home, your work, you're in your car? It doesn't matter. You know, I can only imagine what it's like, you know, for people that are working at GCN. Oh, is Robert back?
Yeah, Super D. You hit the you're talking about the money shot of this thing. I've never seen a report as specific relative to the risk of miscarriage at the levels that we see here by exposure, and they actually
this should be like top the top of the Drudge Report or something, right?
Front page news. I agree.
Yeah.
Big time. And this is why, ladies, you know, keep that stuff away from your belly. All right, keep it away. EMF detox is going to help, but we've got to shield you. We've got to reduce your exposure. And that's true even, well, for children that are already here, much more sensitive to these realities, to the danger associated with EM field exposure and disruption. This is not minor. This is major league, folks. So turning off your router at night makes a difference. Minimizing the day. I know that we can't eliminate it all unless we go out into the woods where there are no cell towers, etc. So we have to do our level best to minimize the exposure. And then in response, minimize the damage, like using homeopathy and increasing selenium that protects the cells, all the things that address this. This is a non-ionizing radiation here, so this is big time, Super Don, big time important. So I'm glad you found this. I got to dive deeper into it now, too.
Indeed.
All right, well, listen, we are about up on a break. I just want to remind you, King Bio, if you go to drkings.com, you can find the EMF detox on his website, or if it's not available in the local health food stores that carry it, have them carry it, because I think this is going to be an increasingly important remedy to counteract. It doesn't protect you from the EM fields that you're exposed to, but it can minimize and reverse some of the damage that occurs due to that exposure. That's what homeopathy in this case can help to do. And ladies, especially, if you're carrying a baby, I mean, in you still, please minimize your exposure to the EM fields. They are devastatingly impacting negatively the likelihood of a miscarriage. All right, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. Hopefully we'll hang in there. Celiac discussion in your gut after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're cranking it out best way we can tonight. We got Outside the Box coming up with Ty Bollinger. Looking forward to that. We just covered the issue of the EMF, EM field, and Super Don had to cover for me. I'm having some connectivity issues tonight. But we've got a lot more to do, so Super D, get ready to be the expert on celiac disease, just in case, my friend.
Yes,
you are the homeopathic substitute teacher. How's that?
I'm kind of like the. You remember the movie Airplane? I saw this just the other day. It was on, and when the guy's flying the plane, he reaches over to turn on the autopilot.
Yes.
And the inflatable man just goes. That's me, right? You reach over and I'll be the inflatable homeopath.
Yeah, I do remember that. It was very funny. All right, well, we got a interesting headline. Another interesting headline. Scientists discover another reason for celiac disease besides genetics. And That's an encouraging headline, is it not?
Well, that's the reason why I jumped on it. Because for how long have they been blaming everything on genetics, right? And of course, this would be one of them where it's all, well, you know, you don't really have any choice. It's but, you know, you blame your parents, I guess. You've got celiac disease. There's nothing you can do about it. It's all about chance, right? You know, we spun the wheel and, oh, look, you've got the celiac gene.
Right. You're toast, right? That's not cool. But if they say there's something besides genetics, I am intrigued. I am intrigued. Because, yeah, everything's genetic. That's what they claim anyway. And so what's really going on here? According to a study conducted by the University of Chicago, that's an egghead research institution, and the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, infection with reovirus, or reovirus, a common but harmless virus, may trigger the immune system response to gluten that leads to celiac disease. I'm like, cue the wah-wah-wah scenario, right? You got the headline that says, oh, yeah, they figured out it's not genetic, and then they go right to viruses. And you know where they're going to go next. If they're trying to blame a virus as a cause of celiac disease, what, pray tell, do you think will be the next pronouncement? Whether it's in this article or the next article, what is it going to be? Give me some Jeopardy music.
Do, 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 do.
If you said a vaccine for the reovirus, yes, you are smarter than a
celiac vaccine. Why not?
Right. This is it, folks. The whole world is in peril because of the reovirus now is linked to celiac, as they say. And they admit it's a harmless virus. It's harmless, but it causes celiac and we need a vaccine. What level of schizophrenia do we have from our medical community before you wake up and go, they don't know what they're saying. They're just looking for another excuse to make another vaccine to prevent a disease that isn't caused by what they claim it is. Not genetics now, but it's a virus. A harmless virus. Really, if it's harmless, how come it's causing celiac? Because maybe it's not causing celiac. I remember Professor Peter Duisberg talking about this. Harmless, as he called them, passenger viruses. I call them sometimes endogenous virions, viral particles. You know, spewing out genetic material. Could it be a communication method? And they got to find a virus because, my gosh, if it's the law of the terrain, then what are we going to do? We can't kill the terrain. That's going to make things worse. And if it is a virus and we do the vaccine, see, celiac, interestingly enough, which is this intolerance for gluten, this massive inflammatory response to gluten, I've argued for many years is not the actual cause. Celiac's not a cause. It's an identified inflammatory response. The question is, why? Why do you respond? Really, it's a virus? No. I say it's because of the vaccine. I say it's because of the antibiotics. I say it's because of all of the things that have altered the physical integrity of the epithelial lining of the gut and creating hyperimmune responses, autoimmune responses due to leaky gut. Now, I'm not here to diminish the role of gluten in a celiac patient being a trigger. I'm not saying that that doesn't exist, but I also have argued that many people that are diagnosed celiac or perceive or think that they are celiac, they may in fact be reacting to the glyphosate soaking the gluten. Yes, Monsanto at play here. But anything that can damage the integrity of the gut lining can create aberrant immune responses. Responses that aren't happening in a perfectly healthy human. All right? Case in point, allergies. Allergies are not caused by allergens. They are triggered by allergens. But they're not caused by them. Why do I say that? Because a healthy person with no allergies can be in a room full of allergens, and they might get a sniffle, they might get a tickle in their nose, and they'll sneeze. Whereas the allergic person in that same room is gagging and wheezing and almost anaphylactically unable to breathe. It's so bad. The same environment impacting two people completely differently. Why? because the inflammation within the lining of the gut created cell separation, and now you have absorption of things that aren't fully digested, proteins that aren't broken down, macromolecules. You have other materials within the GI tract that normally don't have free rein and access to your bloodstream. And they are now easily passing through the porous gut. And they create these autoimmune, well, eventually autoimmune, but primarily hyperimmune responses, histaminic responses. And I am arguing here that in celiac, we have a similar scenario. We have inflammation of the lining that is aggravated by gluten. Allergens, always in the environment, only in a person that has that hyperimmune response because of what? Primarily leaky gut. And so the idea it's a virus, we've got to vaccinate for the virus. I've argued that vaccines damage and create inflammation within the gastrointestinal tract, among other places, with their toxic injection ingredients. And they're going to argue for more vaccines. This is where we have the mindless stupidity or beyond borderline insanity of people looking because they've been trained. If you're a hammer, everything you see is going to look like a nail. If you're a doctor, you've got to find a virus to be the cause. Or a virologist, certainly. And it's not the cause. So I will dispute this, even though they're arguing for this harmless reovirus being a primary potential cause of celiac. Now, to expand on the celiac discussion, there's another article here called A Surprising Number of Conditions are linked to celiac disease. Now, why is this a surprise? This should not be a surprise. Just about everything you are depends on your gut. Everything you manifest depends on your gut. And you're talking about people with massive gut inflammation, just right on the edge of explosive inflammation within the gut if you put the wrong thing in there. This is coverage from the World Congress of Gastroenterology 2017. By the way, linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Suggests that celiac is associated with a wide range of medical conditions, including liver disease, glossitis, pancreatitis, Down syndrome, and autism. And this is according to a database of more than 35 million people. I'm not disputing this. This is not for me. This is an interesting article that relates the connection between gut health and all kinds of ailments and diseases. And they say the rate of celiac disease is almost 20 times higher in people with autism than in those without it. How many of you have encountered people with autism or know a family member with autism? And I've said it with gastroenterologist Dr. Andrew Wakefield the first time we met, that I've not met an autistic child or a child on the spectrum that doesn't have horrible gut health in some manner or form, whether it be diagnosed as celiac or not. And a lot of people say, oh, they're just claiming it's celiac when it's not. They're going on crazy gluten-free diets because they don't need to, because it's a fad, it's not real. And they're acknowledging here a very strong and powerful connection to gut inflammation and these other conditions. And there's a big list here in terms of how often do you, well, let's say percentage-wise, if you don't have celiac disease, how many people report migraines? They say 4.1%. If you happen to have celiac disease, how many people are claiming migraines? 18.6%. That's a significant percentage more. How many more have anxiety disorders? Without celiac, 8.7%. With celiac, 26%. Arthritis, another inflammatory condition. Without celiac, 8.4% reporting. With celiac, 29% reporting arthritis symptoms. We can go on and on and on. How about liver disease? Without celiac, 4.2% reporting. With celiac, 23.2% reporting. It is horrific and horrendous. Now, are they claiming that celiac is the cause of it or vice versa? I'm not clear on what they're trying to say, but they are acknowledging at least a correlation that people with celiac have significantly more reporting on other chronic disorders or diseases, significantly more. But it is because, folks, it is the gut, the window to health or the window to disease. And if your gut is inflamed, all bets are off. Just like I say, liver congestion, if your liver's congested, you become toxin accumulators, not detoxifiers, all bets are off when it comes to your future health, because anything becomes possible when you get loaded with toxins. If you can't assimilate nutrients, whether they're in their food or not, if they're in their food, you can't assimilate them, that's going to be a problem long term. So whether they call it celiac, whether it's called colitis or Crohn's or irritable bowel or diverticulitis, what are you going to do? It isn't just a matter of avoiding gluten. Fine, avoid gluten if that's helpful. Certainly avoid gluten if it's soaked in glyphosate, not organic. But what are you going to do? This is why in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, the chapter that I feel is so critically important for everyone to understand is the chapter called The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. And if you don't know how to correct the inflammation of the gut that has maintained itself for months to years, your future is not bright. That's not me being pessimistic. That's me being realistic. So learn the Silver Aloe Protocol as a primary means of gut recovery. For the purposes of downregulating tissue inflammation on the lining of the gut, upregulating a healthy regeneration, including restoration of villi integrity, along with the other adjuncts we use to heal the gut, silicone, homeopathic remedies, Cangest tea, and then the probiotic replenishment back into a gut that has been restored in terms of its physicality, the home for the microbiome to prevent these disasters that we're talking about here. Back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If a surgeon opens you up, cuts you open to do some kind of procedure on you, and, you know, maybe they saved your life. Maybe it's awesome. Like I said, I hope it is. It's awesome, right? And they do that, and they sign their name on the organ that they worked on. Are you thinking, yummy, right? No, that's not yummy. What I'm thinking. No, I'm not yummy. Thinking that.
Oh, yucky. Oh, yucky. Gross.
I'm sorry. That's I felt that way. After reading this story, Super Don, this is what it came. I'm like, I threw up a little bit in my mouth. I'm like, really?
What?
You're gonna sign you're gonna sign the organ that you've just surgically fixed? Oh yeah, well it's my work. I'm the surgeon. It's like that to me is that surgeon demigod. Dude, beyond belief. What?
You are so overreacting.
You're not Michelangelo.
Do you have a man cold? Is that what's going on right now?
I do not have a man cold. I'm annoyed by this story.
All right, let's give the backstory. There's a surgeon in the UK. Okay, I guess this happened on more than one person. I think it's two that they're pointing out here. Goes in, does some surgery, and it turns out that in surgery they use an argon beam coagulator. It's like a laser, right? And they use that to seal the blood vessels when they're doing the liver transplants and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it says it in this article. This is a pretty short article. There was another, I think, a little bit longer one that I was looking at, that they can use that laser to also kind of map out on the organ what it is that where they're going to be cutting, what they're going to be doing. It does it on the very surface of the organ. It doesn't cause any permanent damage or anything of that nature. It just marks it. I guess it's kind of a technical way, instead of using a Sharpie pen, right? Okay? So the surgeon goes in, does the procedure, and then when he's done, I think it's funny, the guy, he put his initials on his work, and I'm looking at it going, whoa, well, you know, maybe he's, he's kind of like an artist, right? He's like Picasso or something, you know, where they put their little initials down in the corner of the painting, right? So, didn't do any damage. Normally, on an organ, when they use this argon beam, it heals and it just goes away in a matter of a few days. But in this case, on the patient where they discovered this, the liver, I guess, was somewhat damaged to a certain degree, so it didn't heal like it would normally do. So it was still there. So the guy got in trouble. He had to resign. He had to. Now, as far as it being yucky, let's think about this for a second. If you went and had a liver procedure or liver surgery, and the surgeon put, you know, let's say I was the surgeon, okay? I'm the surgeon, and I just did liver surgery on Robert Scott Bell, and I put SD for Super Don, right? So SD on there, and sewed you back up, and you went on your way. You wouldn't know. Did it hurt you? Did it do anything bad? No.
Yes, it did. It violated.
What?
It violated. Look, I have body parts. I don't want a tattoo. Not inside my body.
It's not a tattoo.
99.9%
of the time, it would go away. It would be
You're arguing collectivism. What about that 1%? There's enough things that could go wrong in surgery, and you're going to say, let me have a little ablation technology laser. I'm going to sign my name. So when this guy dies and they autopsy him, they're going to know that I worked on his liver. I mean, come on. How much ego do you need as a surgeon? Don't you have enough already that you have to sign the organ that you worked on? I think it's yucky. I'm disgusted by it. That's just me. Right?
Snowflake.
No. All right. Listen. Here's what I would propose. If you want to do this to me, Super Don, as a surgeon, then you enter into a contractual arrangement. And I'm going to say, you know what? If you're going to sign my liver, you give me a 10% discount, right? They do it all the time, right? You buy a car from a dealership and they want to put their thing on it. You say, well, you give me extra money off. I'll put the thing on. I'm not going to give it away for free, dude. You're going to sign my liver? No, that's not going to work for me. All right, folks. What is going to work for me is that Ty Bollinger is going to join us next hour right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and when we get the YouTube working again, we'll be there as well. Stick around, folks. RobertScottBell.com is the place to be, the place to go, the place to be seen, and not sign your liver. Heal your liver, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.